Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, good afternoon. A Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond on the Team 980 on your radio throughout the DMV and on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. And tune in wherever you might be. If you're out and about, take us with you. If you're not in the Washington, D.C. area or the greater DMV area, again, perfect way to listen live, rewind, all of that. And if you're not listening live, we appreciate you anyway. If you listen at 10 o'clock at night, I'm cool. I'm down. I appreciate you. Let us know. Let us know where you listen to us, how you listen to us, how you consume live, podcast, all of that. We got Wes back on the other side of the glass for day number four. He hasn't gotten rid of me yet. I'm not that bad, am I, Wes? I don't think so.
No, I'm having fun.
I'm not that hard to work with. I don't ask for a whole lot.
No, you don't. Yeah. And we got tomorrow, too.
Yeah, exactly. And we have Cowboy B as well. Cowboy B, are you prepared for a Cowboy stock report today? You are. Okay. So we will do that in the 2 o'clock hour before you exit stage left. Cowboy B, the segment that is pissing off the nation, because they say they don't like the Cowboys, but I wonder if they don't like Cowboy B and a little bit of his arrogance and a little bit of his personality, his shtick. I wonder. I don't know that. I can't get into the minds of every listener. God knows, trying to figure out this crew is, I listen to the radio station a lot, man. I listen, a lot of the same people call Kevin that call me, different people call each other, what have you. And I'm like, my goodness, you guys are one dedicated bunch. My goodness, you all like to have your voice heard. I mean, it's fun. And it's funny. Wow. All right. No guests scheduled right now. We don't do a lot of guests. I'd rather talk to you, and I'd rather talk to Wes. I'd rather talk to Cowboy B than somebody we don't know. That doesn't ever mean that, something's not going to change or something's going to come up. But here's how I wanted to open up the show. Listen. This is a football town. I don't think anybody should be under any other thought other than that. It's a football town first, and it always will be. But I'm a baseball guy. I love baseball. I love baseball. I love the World Series. I love what the Toronto Blue Jays are doing. I love that they're one step away. I love that they're going back home for game 6 and 7. That they haven't won a World Series since I was in college, drinking like a fish near Toronto, an hour and a half or so away, watching Joe Carter run around the bases. All of that. I love it. Toronto, great job. Trey Yosevich, just unbelievable. And it wasn't like he was blowing people away with 100 cheese. I mean, he's doing it with splitters. He's doing it with sliders. He's doing it, yes, with a fastball, but you work all that stuff off of it. And yes, all of that. I love Vladimir Guerrero Jr. How could you not? I love the leadoff hitter who hit the home run, his dad in the crowd filming it, all of that. I love that they play small ball, that the Dodgers had three wild pitches in an inning. Love all of it. Love it. And Toronto very well could win the World Series at home tomorrow night. We'll see. Probably looking at a Game 7 Saturday night, and I would be great with that. That would be a lot of fun. I'd be locked into that. But this area that I live in, that I work in, that I've called home for the last 18 years, I am desperate to make it a real baseball town. Not a casual baseball town, a real baseball town, where it's part of the fabric, where it's part and running through the bloodstream, where it's not an afterthought, where it's a first thought. I love hockey. I love the Caps. I love talking about the NHL. I realize what it is. It's a great sport. It's criminally underrated. But in America, it's never, ever, ever, ever going to be appreciated for its true beauty and its true greatness. Americans are stubborn. But baseball, while many say it's not America's pastime, it's America's past its time, I don't believe that. I believe baseball has changed and grown and evolved and become juicier and juicier and more interesting all along. A little slow at times, but they have evolved. And the Washington Nationals, I thought, for 9 years, were on the precipice, 8 years, were on the precipice of building something really special here, really sustainably special, era after era, generation after generation, decade after decade. Not that it's all gone now, but a lot of it is gone. They've managed to sabotage themselves. They've managed to ruin themselves. Everything that they've built, they've managed to ruin. I shouldn't say everything. A lot of things that they've built, they managed to ruin. By not spending money, by not properly developing players, by not having the right people, by not embracing analytics, and quite honestly, by not winning any games or anywhere near enough games. It's been since, as we all know, 2019, since they've been relevant, truly relevant. Maybe you could argue in different spots in 2020 and 2021, some people cared. The casual care. I'm not talking about the hardcore. I'm not talking about my guys from Talk Nats and the Nats Report, Navy Yard Nats. I'm not talking about, you know, some of you that I hear from on Twitter, you know, that I love interacting with, quite honestly. And I appreciate you. But there's just not enough of us. And yes, I am an us involved in that. I desperately want this team to be relevant again. I want it to be good again. I need it to be good again. Baseball season's too long to be this ineffective, to be this, oh God, they're playing again. I want to be excited to watch a game besides just opening day. Right? So do you. I want those cherry blossoms or the Roadmap City Connect whatever uniforms to mean something. To really mean something. Not to be just a money grab. they may have taken a step to that today. May. I can't say for sure. I won't say for sure. I've been down this road a long, long time. It all looks great when something's new, when it's fresh, when it's a jolt of excitement, when there's optimism, when the slate is 0-0, when you can talk yourself into, hey, maybe they stumbled on the next great thing. Maybe. Remember how excited we were when Ron Rivera took over? Remember how unexcited many of you were when Dan Quinn took over, but you were really excited when Adam Peters was hired? Dan Quinn, you all kicked in the shins because he was a retread. He was a defensive-minded head coach. You listen to analytics amigos left and right nonstop, and they tell you how you can't win with defensive-minded head coaches. And then all he did was go out and win 14 games in his first year. Now, this year, obviously, not very good. And there's still the jury is still out. But the point being is, remember how excited Commanders fans were when they hired Adam Peters, when they hired Ron Rivera? Not as excited when they hired Jay Gruden, but still some hope. When they hired Mike Shanahan, when they brought back Joe Gibbs, when they brought in Bruce Allen. Boy, did that excitement go out in a hurry. Remember when the Nationals, not when they hired Davey Martinez, because there was a lot of unknown. Davey was a first-time manager, longtime bench coach. Joe Maddon, people thought, oh, this guy really knows, you know, how to develop baseball players and how to, you know, have a great staff and this, that, and the other thing, because he comes from the Rays. The Rays family, Joe Maddon, this, that, and the other thing. Remember how much excitement there was when the Chicago Cubs, when the Anaheim Angels hired Joe Maddon? Remember how little excitement there was when the Philadelphia Phillies hired Rob Thompson to replace Joe Girardi, right? All of these moves work out differently, whether it's based on excitement and hype and acclaim or negativity and criticism at the jump. When the Nationals let it be known, or somebody let it be known, to Jeff Passan that they were about to hire Blake Butera, a 33-year-old, the youngest manager in Major League Baseball in over 50 years since I was born. And everyone went, including myself, Who? Boy, I didn't see his name. Now, maybe I missed it. I can't keep up with everything. I did not see Blake Butera's name on any list. Maybe I missed it. So I'm sure you're going to send me the list. Got it. I'm sorry if I missed it. I did not know about Blake Butera. Sorry, my file only goes so far. I got accused the other day when I said I didn't know the Orioles' new manager. Well, like, what, you know, why would we expect you to know baseball? Your baseball IQ is low. Guy, I've been playing and watching baseball for 44 freaking years. 45 or 8 years. I know baseball. I can't know everything. I can't know every member of every organization. So I didn't know Blake Butera. I didn't. I asked a Tampa Bay Rays fan if they knew Blake Butera. Didn't know Blake Butera. It's not like this was a name that was hot and about and everybody was clamoring after and he was on everybody's radar. It's not like that. And if he was, then you're living in a different world than I am, and that's good for you. But I've got to worry about every sport. College, pro, every team. Not just one, not just every little morsel. So I got to be honest with you. I will start, raise my hand. I did not know the name Blake Butera until the Nationals reportedly hired him. And then I started to learn. 33 years old, again, youngest manager in Major League Baseball, in more than a half century from the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Highest level of managerial experience, A-ball. A-ball. And then you start to go, wait a second, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Where is this coming from? 4 minor league seasons as a manager. The first at 25 years old, which should tell you something. A 258-144 record, 4 first place finishes, his final 2 years in low A. Okay? His teams in the final 2 years, 170 and 82, won league championships. He was a 35th round pick in 2015 out of Boston College. Played 4 years, served as a team captain. He was in Tampa's minor league system before transitioning to coaching. Spent a quality control. He was on Mike Piazza's staff for Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic. I saw a quote from Mike Piazza that should make you very happy. I'll get that for you in a little. He has most recently served Blake Butera as a field coordinator, as a minor league coordinator for the Tampa Bay Rays. Again, he is 33 years old. The general manager, the president of baseball operations is 35 years old. There is something to be said for youthful energy and youthful approach and youthful vision. They are going to be more analytically savvy. They are going to have fresher approaches. They are going to embrace the thing that you all live by in that shoebox of analytics. They are going to have a different way of relating than, no offense, Miguel Cairo or even Davey Martinez or certainly Mike Rizzo. Will it work? I have no idea. I hope it will. I think it's got a chance. I think it's got a chance because whatever their relationship is, Paul Toboni and Blake Butera are now joined at the hip. They picked each other. Nobody was probably giving Blake Butera a major league chance this year. Maybe next year, not this year. Unless I'm missing something. They are joined at the hip. Their vision has to be aligned. And let me just say this. Before I watch him manage one game and make one lineup and one bullpen decision, and before you all get crazy and you all think that he sucks and he this and he's that, and how could he pull out a pitcher and, you know, 5 2/3 and, you know, all this stuff. Because that's coming. Before that, I would just say this. Has there ever been an organization, maybe in sports, that has gotten consistently more out of less than the Tampa Bay Rays organization? Let me just leave that question for you. Has there ever been an organization, never mind in baseball, perhaps in the history of sports, that has squeezed more blood out of a rock than the Tampa Bay Rays organization? I think you know what I mean by that, but I'll explain a little bit more when we return. Blake Butera, the new manager, not official, but the new manager, expected to be the new manager, finalizing a deal. Look, it'll be finalized. Nothing's going to happen here. He's not going to make a lot of money. He's not going to get $5 million a year. It fits a profile that, quite honestly, we have become used to around here. And that is a worry spot. But it could also be the beginning of something beautiful. And somebody around here used to say, bumpy roads lead to beautiful places. And maybe the Nationals, they're not in that beautiful place just yet. And they're going to have to go over a lot of bumpy roads. But maybe, just maybe, they're starting to turn the corner. There's less bumpy roads ahead. Back in a flash with more on the new Nationals manager to kick things off here on a Thursday. Don't worry, we'll get to Terry McLaurin and the wide receiver misfit group. We will get to that. Don't worry, we will get to that and much more. Thursday Night Football and much more. But first, the Nationals have a new manager, and I think that's really important, and I'm here to talk about it with you, Nationals fans. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Game five is underway with a fly ball to deep left. Gone! The first pitch of the ball game, and Davis Schneider has hit it out.
Yeah, in case you weren't in your chair last night for the start of the World Series, you missed not only that, but you missed a Vladdy home run, and the Blue Jays were off and running 2-0, and they would just keep adding, despite the Dodgers getting one back. They eventually blew it open in the middle innings and rocked and rolled to a Game 5 victory in which Trey Yosevich just told them and the Dodgers and everyone else around baseball and all you gambling odds makers to shove it up where the sun don't shine. Guy who pitched in front of 325 people to start the year in, like, Dunedin. And has been through every level. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable rise. And maybe a Trey Yosevich type rise, maybe, is where the Nationals are heading. Probably not, but maybe. I can hope. I can wish. I can dream, right? Can you go from, hey,
we really suck,
to, and we've sucked for 6 years, to pennant contender? Probably not in a year. Probably not in a half a year like Trey Yosevich has, or three quarters of a year. But you get the point. Sometimes youth is served. Now, I just got a text from a friend of mine who shall remain nameless. And I said to him earlier, I said, boy, you must be over the moon today. I mean, the Nationals hiring an analytics amigo and somebody who barely has chest hair. He's just so excited. And I said, well, maybe next time when it fails, they could hire somebody sub 30. See how that works. Yeah. Hire Wes.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? So you could play Enter Sandman?
Oh, yeah. I get the
in the clubhouse?
Stadium going crazy.
What are you guys eating over there? You guys are all eating, and nobody invited me.
Shake Shack.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks. I didn't want anything. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Hey, I blame Appreciate Max.
Whoa!
Yep. I blame Max, too. Max, you got in order to talk on the radio, you got to stop chewing.
Well, I know. I'm trying. Trying to get all the food down before I, you know, within a full open
Before you drop it all over Cowboy B?
But,
I mean, that would be something if you just spewed out while on the radio onto Cowboy B's head.
Yeah,
that would be funny.
I would never live that down. Mm. But no, it was, it's the last few days of like a buy one, get one that Shake Shack is running. So Brian and I talked about this earlier in the week. We planned for this.
Uh-huh.
So it was a buy one, get one. It wasn't buy two, get one.
Uh-huh.
Buy one, get one.
So you thought, where could we find just two people, we're going to conspire together, and we're going to leave the next show out.
Friday's all over again. I try and do something nice for me and Brian, and I just catch so much flack.
I mean, I'm just wondering, what is Wes going to eat for lunch?
His salmon?
I had shepherd's pie.
Ooh, he had shepherd's pie today.
I have turkey breast tenderloins left over that have been in my fridge for 2 days.
I can't wait to get.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Of course, of course.
I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Yeah. I'll bring you in something tomorrow. Maybe.
Maybe.
The problem is you get your bagel and
say,
whatever at 8:30 in the morning.
On Fridays, and it's just never really materialized.
Yeah, that's true. I never really get here early enough.
That's
all right, anyway, I got to get back to this, but I love you anyway.
Love you too,
but
pal.
thanks for the Shake Shack. I appreciate it.
Of course,
it.
You know, here's the rising tide.
Yeah, I didn't want any crinkle cut fries or a delicious concrete shake or whatever. You know, it's okay.
You're washing your dainty figure.
Oh, my not-so-girlish physique. Yes, exactly. So, I mentioned Mike Piazza, right? Baseball Hall of Famer, catcher, all that. He was the manager for Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic. I don't really watch the World Baseball Classic, but a lot of people do. A lot of people love it. I don't really get all that fired up about international competition like so many others do. Okay, I care about Major League Baseball, and that's what I care about. But Blake Butera, the new Nationals manager, or the soon-to-be officially new Nationals manager. So John Morosi of MLB Network, I think, and Fox, reached out to Piazza and said, hey, what do you think? He said, quote, I think it's a great hire and I'm so happy for him. He is a very loyal, diligent, efficient, and dedicated baseball man. He commands respect with his knowledge and demeanor. He will always strive to put his players in a position to succeed. It was a pleasure to work with him. So, I mean, look, that's a great quote. That's a Hall of Fame catcher. Now, Mike Piazza is not managing dugouts, you know, long term. So, he could easily be fooled. But you could do a lot worse than that endorsement, okay? And look, Paul Toboni is 35 years old. If, like, he could be wrong, but if he didn't have super-duper confidence in Blake Butera that he is ready for this, despite the resume not exactly being filled out, if he didn't have super confidence, do you think he would let his maybe one and only opportunity start like that with somebody that's unqualified? Now, the one thing that I would say is Blake Butera is unqualified by experience, by managing experience, especially at a higher level. I mean, I can't make up what I can't prove, right? He doesn't have any AA minor league experience. He doesn't have any AAA. Doesn't have any major league. Wasn't a bench coach or anything like that. But sometimes we're allowed to get out of our shoebox of thoughts. I always talk about the shoebox of analytics, and it's true. Many of you live in there, and you can't see your way out of it. Sometimes it's just a shoebox of thoughts and preconceived notions and theories. And sometimes I've fallen trapped to that. Not this time. Not this time. I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm all for it. Like, if you're asking me, would I have preferred Rocco Baldelli without knowing Rocco Baldelli? Yeah, I probably would have said yes, because he's got experience, and he's still young enough, and he's from the Rays organization, and he did a pretty good job in Minnesota under a smaller budget in a medium-sized market. Yeah, I would probably prefer Rocco Baldelli. But if you're asking me, no offense, Brandon Hyde or Blake Butera, just because Hyde's got experience and they won a bunch of games for 2 years in a row, I'm not going to go, damn it, they screwed up. This is a risk, just like the San Francisco Giants took a risk and hired the Tennessee Vols head coach, manager, whatever, for their managerial gig. People think differently in 2025 than they did in 1985. And I can embrace change. I can embrace thought. I'm not anti-hiring somebody who's so young. Do I question it? Yeah, because it's natural to question it. It's logical. But I'm not against it. And here's one thing that I can see. Not only are the president of baseball operations and the manager joined at the hip, And presumably, again, their vision is essentially the same. They can so relate to what their players are going through, 24, 22, 26, whatever. They can so relate to them because they're not 55 or 60. And I love Mike Rizzo, and I love Davey Martinez, but they're old school. I love Dusty Baker, old school. Matt Williams, old school. Davey Johnson, the late Davey Johnson, old school. It's okay to take a new approach. It's okay to take a fresh approach. You can question, you can criticize the lack of experience. Fine, I did too. And I wonder about that too. But they are going to make mistakes together. The president, the manager, whoever the GM is, the players, God knows they make plenty of mistakes. And hey, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, maybe with very, very, very limited budget space compared to most, maybe they will squeeze a little bit more blood out of the rock than the previous regime did. If not a lot. Why? Because that's what the Tampa Bay Rays and that's what Paul Toboni have been all about. Even though Toboni came from the Red Sox and then the A's before that, that's what they've been about. And now, again, Blake Butera, coming from the Rays organization, that's what they've been about. Why? Because they don't have a budget. They don't have a fan base. They don't have a stadium. They don't have anything. And yet, they win 90 games almost every year. This organization did not get enough, anywhere near enough, out of their young talent, out of their so-called top-end prospects. Think about it. You know who the names are. I can go over the list if you want. They did not get enough. Hopefully, that ends today. Hopefully, the future is near and now. Again, hopefully. I can't say it will be for sure, but hopefully. 301-230-0980, your calls on this. We'll get to Chris in Damascus, probably my only Nationals fan that likes to call the radio show. sort of teasing. I wish more of you would. But I like the move. I like the move. Some of you are going to not care. Some of you are going to be happy about it. Some of you are going to be non-moved. I get it. Some of you are going to hate it. I'm not telling you that this is 100% surefire not to fail. Not telling you that. But as I thought about it, and as I get excited by developing players, however you develop players, with it, analytics, whatever, a different approach, whatever, I get excited by organizations that develop contenders out of very little. That's the way it has to work. And then you start supplementing. It's not go out and spend $300 million on a player and hope that one player changes the fortune. That's not what you do. You can do that in conjunction, but that's not what you do. You develop with youth. You develop with the system. You develop in the minor leagues. And they already have some studs. Think about it. It's not like they have to start from scratch. They already have some studs. I think this is going to work, guys. Maybe I'm talking myself into it. I think this is going to work. All right, I know I'm real late for a trending alert, but let's do it right here, right now. All right, so again, Blake Butera is expected to be the new field manager of the Nationals. 33-year-old becomes the youngest manager in Major League Baseball in over 50 years, coming from the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Again, 4 years as a minor league manager. He is 33. Paul Toboni, his new boss, president of baseball operations, 35 for the Nationals. Again, deal not official yet. They are said to be finalizing that deal, and we are here to talk about it with you on this Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, the Commanders on the practice field right now as they get ready for the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. Seattle off the bye, 5-2. Good defensive front. Struggle a little bit in the secondary. Sam Darnold, pretty decent running game. And, oh yeah, Jackson Smith and Jigba coming to Landover for the debut of the Super Bowl era uniforms and the retirement of Art Monk's number. Meanwhile, in college football, Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule apparently staying in Lincoln, signing a 2-year contract extension this morning, according to Pete Thamel of ESPN. That'll take him through the 2032 season and includes a $15 million buyout after this upcoming year. So, we say, apparently, staying in Lincoln. Certainly, it seems that way. Tonight, on Thursday Night Football, it's the Miami Dolphins and the Baltimore Ravens. Caps off until tomorrow. They host the Islanders at Capital One Arena. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to Chris in Damascus, send a little shout out to my guys at Talk Nats. They're listening. Said they loved the opening segment. Say it louder for the people in the back that won't give baseball a chance. Yeah, not on this show. We get baseball, as everyone knows, maybe to my detriment, a chance because I love it. I grew up on it. I still love it. Always will love it. They can do whatever they want to it. I love it. Sorry. If that makes me a bad person, sorry. But, and while I'm enamored by the Toronto Blue Jays, and it's easy to be enamored because they're up 3-2 in the World Series, I was feeling the Jays before the World Series, by the way, because I love how they've embraced both sides of baseball. Power, and God forbid, fundamentals, and actually making contact. You know, all the things that we just eschewed, to live in the shoebox of analytics for exit velocity and launch angle. And now, the Nationals doing this. Again, there is probably, like, maybe I'm missing one, but I'm trying to think, right? Nobody in the NBA, nobody in the NFL, because the revenues are so crazy and the salary cap. In the NHL, I mean, look, even like little old Edmonton, they've got Connor McDavid. They've got Leon Draisaitl. So you can't say them. I mean, it would be kind of the equivalent if, I don't know, the Arizona Coyotes had stayed in Arizona instead of going to Salt Lake and, you know, they were working on a shoestring budget in a 5,000-seat arena and they competed for the Stanley Cup every year. There is no organization that I can think of, and if I'm missing one, please feel free to share. Twitter, at WrestleMania621-301-230-0980. There's no organization that I can think of right off the top of my head, and I've been trying to think about it, that maximizes talent like the Tampa Bay Rays do consistently. I know they didn't make the playoffs this year. That's not what this is about. Please think bigger than that. They consistently win 90 games, and they consistently turn and squeeze more blood out of any rock than any other organization, I believe, in all of sports, and have consistently, because they've had no choice. Part of that is analytics. I'm going to have to understand that, and I do, and embrace that. But it's not all analytics. It's not all analytics. Don't make that mistake. All right, let's get to you on the phones. Let's get to our guy Chris in Damascus, who I hope is fired up for this, but maybe not. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's nice to hear baseball, especially as winter draws along, and I miss it so badly. That's my favorite, but I'm still enjoying the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the name Sal Butera? He was a catcher.
Yes.
I want to say that.
Is that his dad? Is that his dad?
I'm sorry, I'm getting ready to ask you. I don't know if they're related whatsoever. I know he was a catcher, but it sounds like the age might line up because I think he played back in the 80s or something. Wasn't much necessarily a all-star or anything like that, but Sal Butera.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm looking him up. He played with the Reds, the Twins. Born in 52, so that makes him 73 now. I mean, he'd have to be in his that would make him 40. I'm trying to see if they list. He has a son, Drew. He does not list the Nationals' new skipper, or they do not list the Nationals' new skipper.
Well, that's the only time I've ever heard that last name, so I just had to ask.
Yeah.
And I like all your observations on the analytics and the scouting and developing. That's the thing. And I'm really more excited about the GM or president who, that's what it's about, scouting and developing and keep the pipeline flowing. And it's just nice to hear. Thank you. I know there's more important fish to fry with the football and the hockey and the basketball kicking off, but it's just nice to hear. And anytime you get any new news on the Nats, I'm all ears, and I keep listening to your show. And thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
You got it. Thank you, Chris. Great to hear from you, as always. I knew I could get you out. I knew I could get you out of the winter hibernation if I talked a little Nats. Now it's a big day, and hopefully it's the start of something really good. Appreciate it. Let's squeeze in. Can we get? Oh, I tell you what, Larry, hang on. I'll get to you right after the break. I just want to stay somewhat on track because I'm terrible at managing the clock. So I want to be fair to you, but I also want to be fair to my clock. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. We'll talk more Nats as they have a new manager. Again, it's not official, I'm optimistic. I'm not 100% sold. How could you be? But I'm optimistic. Appreciate everybody chiming in on Twitter and everything in between. Again, Talk Nats, Navy Yard Nats, all my guys, Nats Report, or the Nats Report, I should say, all my guys that are so supportive of me. I like to support them because they know Nationals baseball and they have a passion for baseball that I share with them. So we're always going to embrace that on this particular show. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
And the Blue Jay fans making a ton of noise, and now Guerrero rips one to deep left, and it's gone! And two batters in, they are up 2-0.
That was like two home runs in the top of the first and two challenges in the top of the first. It was crazy. And Blake Snell had no idea what hit him last night. Blue Jays, was that Dan Shulman on Sportsnet? Was that Dan Shulman on the call? I thought that's the voice that I recognized. A little different than Joe Davis because they have Fox has the American call, but in Canada, in North America, or I should say in Canada, part of North America, they have a Sportsnet call. I guess they don't do the Fox feed or whatever it is. By the way, again, mention my friends from Talk Nats. They sent me a little note. Sal, and this is for Chris, Sal, Drew, and Blake Butera, the new manager, are all related. So Blake is not Sal, his son, but it is his nephew. He is the cousin of Drew, who is Sal's son. So they're all related. They're all from the same family, but they're not Blake. To answer Chris's question, Chris in Damascus, Blake is not the son of Sal. But Sal is kind of the patriarch. So there you go. Quick injury update from Command Land in Ashburn. This just came across a little bit ago. Laremy Tunsil is, according to Ben Standing, out for the start of practice. Johnny Newton working on the side field. He's dealing with an ankle. Jaden Daniels, I see some video of him moving around, hopping around. Looks comfortable, looks fine. Great. Does me no good until I see him running. You know? I mean, now he's not going to run during the media portion. That's the problem. And until we get to the game on Sunday night and he's got to flush away, does he pull something? I don't know. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, we get one more here before the top of the hour. Let's get to Larry next up on the Team 980. Larry, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. I know you're up against the breakdown. I'll be very quick.
No, it's okay.
The other day, I'm admiring the chutzpah of Buster Posey when he hires a Tennessee University college coach. And I'm thinking, man, I wish we could do something like that. And I'll be damned if Taboney didn't do exactly that. I couldn't agree with you more on all of your points. I think, and your last caller keyed on something that has been bothering me for years. Development. Since Rendon, we have developed two minor league players, Soto and somewhat James Wood. Those are God-given talents. We have developed no one. This is all this guy does in lower-level minor leagues, is develop kids, and he wins. He's been manager of the year at least once. They've kept him there for a reason, because he is invaluable to the organization. I am absolutely thrilled with this pick, and I can't wait for the season to start.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I mean, again, I don't think either one of us know how this is going to turn out, but like, again, as I try and make heads or tails of this, there is no organization that develops players at a better clip than the Rays, right? I think we can all agree on that. So however you do it, analytics, fundamentals, it's part and parcel with each other, right? And it's probably half and half, or you know, maybe it's a little bit more skewed towards analytics. We'll see. But here's the thing, Larry. It pumps a little bit of new juice into the organization, right? I love Mike Rizzo. I love Davey Martinez. They were tired. They were older. There's energy. There's freshness. There's juice. There's excitement. They got a young core. They're not starting from scratch. It's not like they're inheriting a team that doesn't have James Wood, C.J. Abrams, McKenzie. I mean, at least for now. Hopefully Taboney doesn't trade any of them over the offseason. But it's not like they're inheriting the grocery shelf. And the grocery store and the shelves are empty. They're not. 157, Team 980, more of your calls, more of your reaction. Plus, Terry McLaurin, and how bad did the Commanders butcher the receiver position over the offseason and so far this season? Next on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.